AI didn't kill connection. It's making us more desperate than ever before for the real thing, though. I am feeling this pull, and I know that a lot of my people are feeling it too, where we get into the online space and something feels wonky or off. And it's making us want to come closer to each other. It's making us crave that connection that we haven't really had in real life for the past 5 years. So if you've been feeling like the online space is getting louder and lonelier, then this episode is for you. I did something over the weekend that I didn't see coming as a manifesting generator, and yet it all makes so much perfect sense when we look at my human design. I opened another retail store and had a lot of conditioning on myself still about that mani-gen thing of sticking to one thing. That's not what we're going to talk about in this episode, but I will unpack with you another episode. For today, I want to talk with you about the why behind me opening this and the drive that I felt inside of me to be in person again. After the last 5-6 years of helping people build businesses online, I was feeling such a pull back towards real life connection, and I couldn't ignore it anymore. I'm a 2-4 profile in human design, and that fourth line need for community and connection is real. And yes, we can absolutely have that online. I feel that with you here as you're listening to this podcast. I feel that with people in my community online, and I'm craving it in person again. So when you look at the data behind this, and I'm going to share some of that with you today, you're going to see that it's not just me, it's not just you who's feeling this pull towards in-person connection. It seems like we're in a bit of an online plateau, and that could be a good thing. We know that in the fall of 2025, we have seen launches, online launches, for the most part, not doing as well as they've done in the past. And I don't think it's that the programs aren't working, that the courses aren't valuable, any of those things, or people maybe aren't tired of those things. I really think it's the launch mechanism. We have fallen into this pattern of repeating these same launch mechanisms. I know for me, the launch mechanism that I've been using isn't really the one that my sacral is lit up for, that my design is driving me to try. I have been fighting myself with that. And people are just tired online. Who wants to spend 3 days in a masterclass and doing all of this homework and stuff? We're tired. So this online plateau, in my view, is not a crash. It's an invitation for us to do business differently online yet again. And if you're here and you're building a business in the online space, then you are used to adapting. We know that in human design speak, business is third line. That means that we have to bump around with business, we have to bump around with life, we have to bump around and find out. And we're going to get bumped back. And right now as online entrepreneurs, I feel like we're getting bumped back a little bit. And it's so that we can come out stronger on the other side, so that we can rebuild our businesses yet again. Business is pivot after pivot after pivot, and that's what this is. Globally, people are spending 10 minutes per day less on social media than they did 2 years ago. Now, that may not seem like a lot to you, but it's pretty significant. The average time people spend a day on social media, which is mind-boggling to me, is 2 hours and 21 minutes. Just still a lot of time. When you think, to me, I think of social media as time wasted mostly. It's numbing, it's scrolling, it's trying to be entertained, inspired. I don't know what it is, but to me, it doesn't feel like a place that I want to give 2 hours and 20 minutes a day. So that's still strong. Social media is still strong, but we're seeing a flattening and even a decline. And we're seeing a decline more in younger people than older people. For people who are 55 to 64, the data shows that they're actually increasing their time a little bit on social media. So I don't know what's up with that. Not to say that I love that at all, but it's interesting. Instagram is still strong, but it's not climbing the way that it used to. The growth there has flattened as well. So again, this isn't a crash. This isn't an episode to put you into this mode of like, oh my God, it's all ending. I gotta do something different. No, this is just an opportunity for us to notice it, observe what's happening, and respond or adapt as we need to. It's a chance to pivot. I feel like we are all getting tired of the noise online. We're tired of scrolling. We're tired of shouting into the void. We're tired of trying to decode the algorithm and win against an algorithm that seems to change week by week. I don't know about you, but like, I'm tired of learning new things. I see that trial reels come out, edits comes out, all of these things come out. And I'm like, I just don't care that much anymore. I had a lot of responses. I sent an email out yesterday about the changes that AI particularly is driving in the online space. And we're going to talk about that here. And I asked people to reply and let me know how they're feeling about it. Entrepreneurs to reply and let me know how they're feeling about it. And it wasn't just me. I have gotten a lot of responses already in just in less than 12 hours since the email went out saying, you know what? I'm feeling this too. I feel like I'm continually pivoting my business in this social media space. I feel like I'm yelling. I feel like I'm lost in the noise. It's lonelier than ever before. What are we going to do about this? So I know that I'm not alone. We still want connection, obviously. We are wired for connection, but we're not finding it the same way we did 5 years ago when we all went online. Yes, some of us were online before that, but not to the degree we're online now. And there's something coming. There's a shift coming. And there's a paradox with AI. It gets really interesting when we start looking at the stats for how AI has, I believe, driven us more towards this in-person connection that we're craving. While our time online begins to flatten, AI use is exploding. 88% of organizations say that they use AI in at least one part of their operation or their business. And 88% of marketers say that they're using AI daily. And yet, of course, trust is declining. Buyer trust is at an all-time low. You know, I sat in a discussion with a panel at PodFest on AI use for course creators. And there was someone there who created an entire course with AI. He bragged that he did not write one word of this course. The entire thing was written by AI. And then he further bragged that he sold that course and made over $100,000 on that course, and he didn't put in any work. This is a problem. This is a problem in the online space. I also talked with a friend this week who purchased some sort of a challenge or a course. I'm not sure what it was. It was $27, not a big amount of money by any means. But she purchased this and she said, Vicky, there are AI tells all through it. It says, insert link here, or whatever chat language is using. She's like, it literally is a ChatGPT dump of information that I could have gotten myself by asking ChatGPT, and he's charging for it. And when she brought it to his attention, he didn't even respond. So no wonder buyer trust is at an all-time low. We feel that in the online space. And we, as intentional entrepreneurs, get to fix that. PEW research found that people around the world are more concerned than excited about AI's impact on humanity. And I'm just going to flat out say this is where I'm at with it. I'm tired of trying to make it okay. I'm tired of trying to say, oh yeah, but it might not be the end of humanity. I really think there's a problem here with this AI usage. We are losing our humanity fast. We are losing our ability to think. The MIT study showed us that. Brain scans of people who absolutely completely shut down. And maybe that's happened to you. I know that it's happened to me where I have written something with AI. I'm always giving it a bunch of information, asking it to streamline, and then me streamlining again and back and forth. It's never something that AI actually writes. Even in that process, I can put all of that through, and then the next day, I challenge myself to go and read that thing, and it doesn't sound like me. My email that I sent out last night was all me, run-on sentences and everything. Anyway, people around the world are more concerned rather than excited about AI's impact on humanity. In the US, comfort with AI has actually dropped even while adoption keeps climbing. And I find this so frustrating. And I'm frustrated with myself as well, because I feel like I'm really two-faced about AI. I'm using it in my business. It's making a lot of things faster. It's replacing a lot of hours that I would have spent or had to have a VA spend online for some things. And on the other side, I kind of sort of hate it. So it's this quandary that we're all in. If we want to be competitive in our businesses, we need to be using the tools at hand. And I know a lot of people are like, Vicky, it's just a tool. But I think it's more than that. I think this is groupthink on a whole nother level that we've never seen before. And I can see it being a very, very slippery slope. We love the efficiency, but we don't trust the machine when it comes down to it. And that mistrust is pushing us back towards human connection, which could be a good thing. Maybe that's what AI is going to do in the long run. Maybe that's the point of it. Rather than destroying humanity, maybe it actually drives us closer to each other again. Because when every caption, every email, every video, every image could be AI generated, what becomes priceless and irreplaceable? Authenticity, which is a word we love to throw around, your real voice, and something or someone that people can feel into, sink their teeth into. In one of the studies I was reading, and no, I'm not a one-line profile, but my 1648 is going really strong on this, a large percentage of people, I can't remember the percentage, I'm sorry, but they responded that they think that it's really important to know whether something is AI generated, like an image, a video, a post, a caption, whatever it is, but that they don't trust themselves to be able to tell. And I'm going to ask you here as a listener, can you tell when something is AI generated? For me, I have a really, really strong feeling in my body. In Content by Design right now, we went through this 5 stages of awareness training a few weeks ago. And it's something that really kind of brings entrepreneurs to their knees going, oh my gosh, I'm actually missing out on about 70% of the people who could be coming into my world because I'm not talking to them where they're at. Cole's notes for you here as a listener is that when we show up speaking about a solution all the time and people don't even know they have a problem, we have a problem in our content. So we've been doing a lot of work on that. This module is landing really hard with people and they're still into it 2 weeks later. But what's happening is that they're putting it through AI. And then they're posting a wall of text in the group for me to look at and tell them, decipher the information from AI to see if it's right for their business. And I put that right in air quotes. And I can't even see the wall of AI text. I cannot make my eyes read it. It is so weird. It's the weirdest thing. But that's happening to a lot of people. And if you go back to the Conscious Creation in the Age of AI series that I aired in the summer, a lot of the entrepreneurs were saying that. I feel it in my body. I have to keep myself grounded while I'm using this tool. What kind of a world are we living in that's what we have to do? But businesses are catching on and we are returning back to the tangible things like in-person connection. 78% of organizations now say that in-person experiences are driving their best results. And direct mail is making a comeback. I remember when I had my first store, direct mail was a thing. And the ROI on that is fantastic. Was at the time, and now it is again. It's performing better than it has in years. The ANA, the Association of National Advertisers, found that when they pair it, direct mail, with digital advertising, it can improve response rates by over 60% and lead generation by over 50%. That's massive, massive. Oh my gosh, I wish I could remember the ROI that I had with direct mail in the store back in the day. It was phenomenal. And what was even more phenomenal was how it made people feel when they would get a birthday card from us at the store, when they would get a coupon in the mail from the store, when they would get a postcard for our next big event with a special invitation. You cannot replace the way that makes someone feel, especially in this age of AI. Analog is having a renaissance. Premium magazines are coming back. Newsletters are exploding. I have seen some multi-seven-figure entrepreneurs are bringing their weekly or monthly newsletters back in a big way, and they're getting great response. And Substack has just crossed 5 million paid subscribers for 2025. So newsletters and your own owned media are huge in this era that we're stepping into, or this next phase of what we're stepping into, whatever that's going to be. We get to create it together as entrepreneurs. We are craving something we can touch, something slower, something real. I know for me in the last little bit, I don't even really want to go and look online at things. I want to have a conversation with people. I am sending so many voice notes lately. I just want to talk to my people. I don't want to be staring at a screen all the time. Are you feeling that too? And what does this mean for us as entrepreneurs? I really believe that this is the moment where we mix the digital with the tangible, the analog, the in-person. We're not going to walk away from the online space. I mean, this is an amazing thing that we've got going here. I have clients, you have clients from all around the world, and that is beautiful. But how can we pair it with something offline that brings our brands to life? Maybe you could think about hosting a workshop, sending a handwritten note, popping a little gift in the mail, meeting clients face to face. Layer in community events, retreats, dinners, collaborations. Let people feel you. I'm in a small mastermind, and one of the participants was sharing that he did a trip to Brisbane, and he and his partner were looking for, I think it was a place for dinner. I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it was a place for dinner. And he said that they noticed that the places that were lined up to get in were places that had both a digital or online presence and in-person stuff going on. Whereas the places that didn't have much of an online presence barely had anybody at their door. So I think that this is a beautiful time for us to be alive as entrepreneurs, for our businesses to be alive, because we get to do both. And for so long, I was going to say we, I know I have focused solely online. This is like the ultimate invitation for us all to get back in the room if it calls to us, if it calls to you. It's not one or the other, it's both. Because socials are volatile right now. Flattening is a dangerous thing. Dangerous. Let's qualify that. Flattening means something. It means something. Even if the numbers aren't declining, a flattening means something for your business. And I want you to be able to adapt quickly. Ads are getting pricier and reach is really being affected. I know I'm in a big mastermind and probably 90% of the people in there who are posting about their ad spend and their ad results have been grossly disappointed. They've overpaid for ads. They haven't gotten the results that they needed, myself included, in my last launch. Meta is playing with AI with the ads as well, AI Advantage ads. And they're not doing as well across the board as the ads used to do. So that's something to be considered. What always converts, what always builds loyalty is relationship. If you are an entrepreneur, you are in the relationship business. Your email list, your podcast, your YouTube channel, long form content like we talked about a couple of episodes ago, your real world touch points, that's where you build the trust that needs to be built, or rebuild trust. We all need to be rebuilding trust now in this shamadal that has been 2025. And please don't hear me saying 2025 has been a bad year. It has not. I just really feel like we're being asked to cull it and do something differently moving forward. And how are you going to do that? Lean hard into your human design. That's part of what opening this shop has been for me. In the next episode, I'm going to walk you through opening this retail store, why I did it, the human design signs that I was following, how you can follow your own human design signs. You don't have to be anything other than who you are. In fact, we need you to be more of who you are now more than ever before. This is no time to be a wallflower, my friend. If you've been feeling like it's crazy and you've been waiting for a permission slip to do something differently, this is it. Now's your chance to get in front of this collective shift that we are on the cusp of. That's when it makes sense to adapt, is when you're on the cusp of something new. We're wired for connection, not just content. And your people are longing to connect with you differently now. How are you going to show up for them?